Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent.
I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Got the spirit of a thug in me. Another sip of that drink. The Tennessee got me queasy. Don't wanna take it easy.
Good editing on the fly there, Ike. It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Your 2:30 Tupac every day. We're at Chickies at Peace in South Philly. You can catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles. Chickies and Pete's. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com, which sums up how you more feel today while the defense is great or offense is concerning.
Oh, for me?
Well, it's defense. Is great. Yeah, what do you think the poll question is at?
Offense is concerning.
It's actually not.
Oh, it's not?
65% while the defense is great, 35% the offense is concerning.
Okay.
We'll see how it evolves through the day. I think it was – the defense was so good.
Yeah.
If the defense just made a big play here or there, I think it would be a little bit different. For me, I was just floored how good they were last night.
Yeah. I told you that last Wednesday.
It's why
you got to trust this defense and Vic Fangio, and you got to have faith in them.
You did say it, Jack.
Yeah.
You were ahead of the curve.
Thank you.
So, all right. So, a negative thing.
What time is it?
Okay.
2:33.
Okay.
I've watched a lot of football in my life. Not as much as you, but a lot of football in my life.
Okay.
And I don't think I've ever been as confused and stunned and then irritated as I was in that fourth down with 35 seconds left, or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
So they call timeout, and I'm like, all right, they're going to punt it, right? I didn't think they were going to kick a field goal. All right, they're going to punt it. And they come out, and the offense is on the field. And I was so confused, I couldn't figure out what was going on. I was like, well, maybe it's third down, and I didn't know it, or I've never been so unsure of how a coaching staff – handles risk and those sorts of things. As Jack mentioned in the first segment, I also think it's maddening that every third and long, third and eight plus, we run the ball. Every single one, which signals to you, hey, that's a conservative. Mm-hmm. And then, with 2.5 minutes left, on second down and third down, when all you really want to be doing is getting the Packers to use their timeouts and get rid of time, that's when they decide to throw the ball. And then, instead of just punting the ball when the other team doesn't have any timeouts left, and look, at worst, they're going to have the ball on their own 20 with 30 seconds left. At best, you get the ball somewhere between the 10 and the goal line and make it almost impossible to do it. Instead, you take the risk of not getting the first down, which they didn't, and giving the Packers a chance. The Packers were basically two passes away from being in field goal range at the 35-yard line.
Yeah.
Here was Sirianni after the game when he was asked about it.
The end of the game,
you know, we're up three. And I would have liked to be in a little closer to kick a field goal. But the closer we would have got, the more, you know, again, you play every situation a little bit differently, but I didn't want, I think we were, it was into the wind on that one. I knew the kick would have to be a little bit lower trajectory, of a kick on that particular one. I got a lot of faith in our offense. It didn't work out on this one, you know, we just didn't get it, but the decision, I stand put on that decision. You know, especially being up three, because you go up six, they're still going to need a touchdown, be in a Hail Mary, everything like that. So we would have ended the game if we would have got that, and I got a lot of faith in our guys to be able to do that. But the reason I didn't kick the field goal again, being up three, and also just this trajectory into the wind, there on that particular one.
Nobody wanted you to kick the field goal. Nobody wanted you to kick field goal. In fact, I'd rather be up three than up six, because if you're up three, then the chances are the other team's going to come down and just try to tie the game. You're up six. You put yourself in position to lose. I don't think anybody was thinking kick a field goal there. You're thinking pump the ball there. I just – and having faith in your offense, I'm sorry, man. If I'm going to have faith in one side of the ball last night, it's the defense. And I saw – I had people saying to me, well, he trusts his defense. That's why he went for it. No, if you trust your defense, give them every advantage possible on that final drive. I just don't know what their decision-making comes down to. Yeah. Everybody says analytics. The punt was the analytic move last night. Yeah. That was what the numbers said to do. I don't think they're making decisions based on numbers. I don't think they're making decisions based on – God, I don't understand any of it, Ike. And that was the moment at the end of that game. That's what had me so pissed off. I just think to myself, are these guys gonna cost? And I don't know if it's Sirianni or Petullo. I don't know.
It's both of them at that point.
Are these guys gonna cost this team at a really crucial moment with a? That was a dumb decision to go for it there. I thought.
Listen, I won't go as far as saying it was a dumb decision. It was a high risk decision. I certainly, in the moment, would have punted the ball and trusted my defense to go out there and play defense. They had been doing a good job. You forced Green Bay to have to go down the field with no timeouts, and you get, you know, when you if you get that coffin kick or that pooch punt correct, that ball, you're going to run probably an extra 5 to 8 seconds off the clock just by letting it sit there and roll or bounce or what have you versus trying to get it inside the 10. So, yeah, I'm with you. I would have punted the ball there. But I don't think it was a – I think it was a calculated decision that they didn't execute. Now, Sirianni's reaction after that play on the sideline – says that's not the actual play he called.
So he was saying why?
Yeah.
And here, can I play the audio of Devontae right after that? Here's what Devontae Smith was asked about it after the game. Here's what he had to say.
You've got the ball in your hand. It's fourth down. And I get it, taking a shot, because maybe you get a PI and maybe 11 comes down with it, or if they look to you, maybe you do. But we were kind of surprised that you guys made the snap in that situation. Were you?
No, not really, man. You know, we got all the trust in those guys, man. Whatever 1 and 11 want to do, if that's what they call, that's what they want to do, we rolling with it.
Yeah, that.
Whatever 1 and 11 want to do.
Yeah, listen. Again, I go back to Coach Sirianni's reaction after the play. He clearly reacted in a way that's not the play he was expecting to see. Or it certainly wasn't a throw he was expecting to see. When you react with why, I'm assuming that's he's wondering why is the decision to throw the ball there? Why did you go there with the ball?
Yeah.
Or why did you change the play or whatever the why is? And we may never get the answer to that, but the television caught his reaction after the play. So that tells me they may have had something else different called there that they wanted to go on or they thought might work. I don't know. It's one of those things where, was it at the end of the Cleveland game where they went deep?
Yeah, but that was second down.
Okay, I don't remember necessarily downs.
Yes, it was the Cleveland game, but it was, I think it was second.
Did they do it in the Giants game as well?
They did in the Vikings game, but it was third down. It was third and nine against the Vikings.
The Giants last year.
Oh, the Giants last year. I don't remember.
AJ late in that game, I think.
Yeah.
it wasn't fourth down, but it might have been third down. It was something. I don't know. But anyway, my only point is that they feel like they've been in that situation before and they've connected on it. Right? Like, we've seen Jalen to AJ deep late in the game.
Yeah.
So there are many a quarterbacks that get praised for doing that. Patrick Mahomes, you know, Tom Brady. Like, they decide to make that check and make that throw. Now, when they connect, everybody praises that guy.
Yeah, I have less of a issue with Jalen changing the play and more of an issue with going for it at all.
But if you're going to win the game, I mean, listen, they were being aggressive. I like I said, I would have punted it, but going for it, if you get it, great. Listen, I wanted him to go for it on fourth and six in the Super Bowl, and he kicked a field goal.
Yeah.
So there's always the, like I said, it. I understand. I would have punted it as well. So it's not hindsight 2020. I would have punted it myself.
Yeah, and then when I heard Aikman and Buck afterwards, they were stunned.
Most people were.
They were stunned.
But here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
Also, would have kicked the field goal in Super Bowl 52 and not ran a Philly special.
Right. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yes, on fourth and two, I would have kicked the field goal there.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things that when it works, it's great. When it doesn't, you're going to get questioned on it.
I'm just excited. Nick doesn't talk today, and it doesn't seem like anybody followed up with him on it yesterday.
Yeah.
In him talking about the field goal, I want to hear him ask
the field
about
goal,
the punt.
I never. To me, it was punted or never thought about the field goal.
Well, especially because it could get blocked in that. There's
exactly,
been so many blocked kicks
this year. Yeah. I never crossed my mind Jake Elliott with a 59-yard field goal in Lambeau Field.
And it was into the wind.
Into the wind. Yeah, no one. That's why I want someone to follow up tomorrow and ask about it. I just thought it was, I just can't get a feel for who they are. Dan Campbell, I know who he is. Mm-hmm. I know he's going to go for it. I know he's going to be aggressive. This coaching staff.
I was going to say, that's a play Dan Campbell would have gone for.
He would have gone for it. But he also probably wouldn't have run the ball a third and 10 three different times.
Okay.
You know, like, if you're going
to
be aggressive.
Are you trying to get Green Bay to use the timeouts?
Well, I'm talking about earlier in the game.
Oh, okay.
Way earlier in the game. Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. Get to your calls. Want to know what you think of that last in-game sequence. I'm going to tell you what I think about your windows. I think they're embarrassing. I think your family. Well, look, I'm a truth teller. And I think you need to do something about it. You've put it off long enough. Your old drafty windows, perhaps a door or two in your house. And that's where Guida can help. They're not going to make you feel embarrassed. They're going to make you feel happy afterwards. You're going to be thrilled because the buy one, get one half off sale is going on all qualifying windows and doors with Guida right now. Buy one, get one 50% off. Mix and match because everybody's needs are different. Some people might need more doors. Some people might need more windows. Might be mix and match scenario, you know. So whatever it is, the more you buy, the more you're going to save, right? You replace everything in your home. 50% of it's going to be 50% off. That's a great deal. Also a great deal, they're going to let you start your project with no money down and interest-free financing for up to 18 months. Limited time offer. There are restrictions. You need all the details. I can't give them all to you. But if you call 877-GO-GUIDA, they can. You can also get your free no-obligation in-home estimate. Or go to goguida.com. That's GUIDA.com. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man. Five, six, eight, Jackie, baby. Happy Monday. Oh, happy Tuesday.
Ooh. Yes.
There you go.
Yeah, come on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
There we go.
Man, hey, man, I was looking at one of these cops walking by the police station. The women at the 24th, 25th district, whose name is fine.
All right. Show a little respect.
Are you saying, oh, no, arrest me?
I talk to them every day, tell them have a blessed day. They talk to me. They come over. Let me stop now. Hey, that's why I got caught up real quick. I was waving that one up. But, hey, man, hey,
yes.
That victory was excellent, brother. It was excellent.
It was too long for a 10-7 win.
No, it wasn't.
Hey, man.
How are you going to top that when they win the Super Bowl?
He holding victory notes like Luther out there. Go ahead, I love it. Hey, man, we're saying, hey, we praise that play. You know what? If AJ was saying jumps with a ball, maybe we get a pass interference and we get down there, or maybe he catches the ball. I mean, Jalen did it to Dotson. A couple weeks ago, and we played that play.
AJ did look like he half-assed that one. I'm going to be honest.
Well, the ball was underthrown.
Then we praised that play in Minnesota when he did it. We went 4-for-4 or something then, and Jalen checked to him, lost it up to him, and we praised that play because AJ caught it, and ended the game. So, you know, hey, it's give and take. You know what I'm talking about? But what I love is, man, we went into a formidable opponent's home last night. They ranked like 11th in yards a game, almost 400 yards a game, We kept them under that. They ranked 7th in points, and we only let them get 7 points. I love that the defense, they were energized last night. That's one of the top lines in the NFL, and we kept getting pushed. I love my new light-skinned brother. He also a May baby. He out there 6'5", 260-something pounds. He's strong. He got some spin moves with him. He's strong-arming cat. He's fast. Ojomo, looked better than Milton Williams did this time of year already. Where Ojomo is right now, it's
a Jomo. Ojomo.
I said I want to say. Y'all knew what I was talking about. That's all that matters. Ain't that right?
That's right.
Ojomo, is ahead of Milton Williams right now with this, where he at already in the year.
Look, no, he's not.
Check the stats.
Yoshi's eye test?
Milton Williams has like 4 sacks this year.
No, I was talking about Milton Williams last year.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't care about Milton Williams last year.
Come on, lock in.
I'm just hyping up the defensive players. Okay. I'm talking about the defensive players.
All right, fine.
I just love the energy was high with that line, with that defensive line last night, and it opened everything else up. I love where we're going. And this is annoying when we're watching a game and they only do what they do on offense. But you know what, man? I just said to myself last night, this team really is the theme song they come out to at home. They rocking. They going to give us a brutal, non-flashy fight. And then at the end, they just be like, where that come? He's not human.
Rocky lost too many fights. I don't want to be Rocky.
But he's a champ, though. He's a champ.
He is.
You know what? I know why you negative Nancy today.
Yep.
Because I bust that tail in fantasy last night. That's what it is.
Nah. I've given up on this.
I was trying not to bring it up to Lamar. You've given up on this.
Well, I'm setting my lineup, but there's nothing I can do. No, I'm not trash.
No.
I had the best team in the league before everybody got hurt.
You didn't even crack 90 points.
Because everybody's hurt.
You got every excuse in the world. You got every excuse in the world when your seesaw is on the ground.
You know what I am? I'm a champion. I'm a champion. And you know what you are? You're a You have a pity spot in the league.
It is a Mickey spot.
Pity spot. Pity spot.
You still my boo, though. You know I love you, boy.
Yeah, I love you, too.
Yeah. Way to close it out.
Yeah.
Hey, man, balls in all, I still love what we're looking like overall. We're 7-2, baby. We're 7-2. Hey, Ray.
Yes, sir.
That roll, baby. Come on now.
Love it. Love it.
Love y'all love cats, it. Baby.
Yeah, the defensive line overall was – it was actually stunning.
Yeah.
It was actually stunning how I think the Jordan Love was pressured on over 40% of his dropbacks mm-hmm. last night. Mm-hmm. It seemed like he – and Fangio overall, you know, getting pressure was great. It just seemed like Jordan Love didn't know what he was doing last night. No. Like, he looked unsure of himself. You know, maybe it's because he
– shook!
He doesn't have Tucker Kraft, and that's one thing, but – but overall, the defensive front and the defense performance last night was pretty outrageous.
Yeah, listen, if Jalen Phillips, it may be unfair to ask him to play at that level every week.
Played
man.
More snaps, well, the most snaps of any edge, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I can expect that from him. Hell, he's young. You only got him for half a year. Get every ounce
use
of
him up.
Yeah, as you can. But, and if he's going to be that effective, that's going to start to have a trickle-down effect on the rest of the line, because he's going to start to draw attention.
Yep.
And so now Jalen Carter may get single blocked, or Jalix Hunt or Nolan Smith on the other side is going to get single blocked. Yoshi, talking about Moro Jomo, like, he's doing a good job inside there. All right. Listen, you got depth there, and now you got BG coming back. All right. So, I mean, you got some answers there now.
Well,
I like the way the defense. Yeah, I'm still a little shaky with CB too, but you know, it's okay.
There's not. I mean, in fairness, if I'm going to be fair to the Eagles, mm-hmm. there's not many teams in the NFL who don't have a question on
yeah,
their defense
I agree.
Somewhere.
I know? Agree, but everybody doesn't have the standard of championship.
Absolutely, right. Yes.
So, honestly, well, Dallas would be a test too because they got enough offensive weapons. I was trying to think about the offensive weapons. They're going to have to face. Detroit, obviously, is going to be a challenge.
Yep.
But Dallas will be, too.
Yep.
And Chicago won't be easy.
No. And the well, the Bills, from a weapons standpoint, I don't know that right. there's that huge a challenge. But, and
I'm just saying, our defense has a chance to yes. sort of build some momentum going here.
Well, the big sack that Hunt had in the first quarter, that was Phillips.
Also, you know, yeah, I was going to say, also created by Jalen Phillips.
Jalen Phillips flushed him out, pushed him right towards Hunt. So, nice seeing 5'8 get that sack.
Man, you see. Not since Trent Cole.
No. Yep. Well, Trent Cole is number two on my 5'8 rankings.
That's right.
Jalix Hunt, number one. Trent Cole, yes, two. Of course,
I agree.
Make sure I give
Trent his proper respect. Man.
Yes.
Trent sometimes don't know we're doing a bit here.
Yes.
Sometimes, man.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
hold
I can
on,
see
man.
That.
I heard you talking about me on the radio.
Yep.
Man.
We're
slow
having
down.
Fun.
Slow down, big dog.
Yeah, relax.
We know you're the Eagles' all-time leader in sacks.
E-A-G-L-E-S. Come on.
We're all one team.
He's the number one 5'8".
Yep. Well.
Well,
yeah. On this show, yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. We will talk about the offense coming up next.
More?
Yeah, we got to talk a little bit about the offense. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season. Streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different.
It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.